to bother you with that. Hello, this is Blima Bershad, Director of Marketing at Aparo, and this is the Aparo Effect. Thank you for joining us today as we focus on an Aparo service called tech therapy. And I have two guests with me here today who I'm going to ask to introduce themselves. So, Stephanie, can you go first, please?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Blima. Stephanie McKee, I'm the Chief Technology Thought Partner for Aparo. I head up our tech therapy program, which is a program where we provide advice and guidance, IT consulting resources to other nonprofits in the community.
Thank you for introducing yourself and for joining me today. And Yasemin, I pass it to you to please introduce yourself.
Hi, yes, thank you so much, Blima, for having me today also. I'm Yasemin Sarmadi. I am the executive assistant slash IT professional at Hospitality House of Charlotte.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for joining me. You know, the reason I wanted to have this conversation as part of our podcast was because of the fantastic conversation we had together maybe about a month ago. You weren't done working together because as many of our relationships are, they are ongoing, but you were at a point where you had worked together for quite some time and made had some great progress together. And I had the opportunity to talk to you both about your work because I was writing about it. And I just thought this is something people should hear because a lot of people hear tech therapy and they think it sounds cool, but have no idea what it really is. And I thought this would be a really nice way to bring it to life. So Yasmin, I'm going to pass it back to you. And when you introduced yourself, you gave your title with one part slash another part. So can you start by telling us just a little bit about how your role was changing and growing and how you came to Aparo's tech therapy service?
Yeah, so when I started at Hospitality House, I started as just an executive assistant. And I started in June of last year. So it's been a little over a year since I've been there. But towards the end of the first year that I worked there, I had already been taking on a little bit more regarding some of our technology and helping fix some problems. And eventually we had a conversation about if I felt confident enough to take on some more responsibilities regarding technology and information technology and more support. So I thought I could, and I accepted that responsibility. And I don't have any certifications or any degrees, but I've always been into technology and troubleshooting, and I've been good at it. So I was looking for resources, and my executive director, Angie Bush, who is on the board at Aparo, went ahead and connected me with Stephanie to go ahead and try and find out where I can start and what I don't know, because I didn't know what I did not know. But I spoke with Stephanie and also Jerry Grant, and they got me connected with Ross Feldman to talk a little bit about our website security. So it was just kind of like my first step was trying to figure out, you know, what can I start learning about our security and what we need to be looking out for? And then where can I start learning a little bit more and get a baseline of knowledge? What sort of certifications can I get? And, you know, that was my first experience in talking with someone who was in the industry and had a lot of experience. And it was really helpful for me to get kind of an idea about that. Because then when I came out of that conversation, I had somewhere to start and I knew what I was aiming for. So now I'm on my way to studying and taking the A plus certifications exams tests.
Oh, all right. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank
So,
you.
Stephanie, is this, I don't know if there's anything typical in tech therapy, but is a role like this in terms of supporting someone and providing mentorship and direction in a career something usual for tech therapy, something unusual? Is it something other nonprofits could come to us for?
Yeah, I definitely have worked with a handful of nonprofits that have kind of the same circumstances that Yasmin was in, stepping into the technology role. For me, being able to have a passion for mentoring individuals that are interested in technology. So it always gets me excited to share my knowledge over the years and to help them get a start in it and give direction. So it really means a lot. And we had some really great conversation and shares. And I'm so excited that you're working toward your first certification and, you know, growing your career and your knowledge. And it's just really great.
One of the things that you mentioned was the nonprofit IT leaders group. Could either of you, I'd love to hear both of you speak to it. Maybe like a little bit of background, Stephanie, and maybe Yasmin, you could tell me about your experience with it.
Yeah, so we have what we call nonprofit IT leaders group. And it's IT professionals that are working for nonprofits and of course an IT role in the Charlotte community. And we get together every other month. It's really grassroots conversation. I call it sort of a support group for us IT professionals, because some of us are working alone in our organizations, and it's good just to come together as IT professionals and talk about different topics of interest and just share knowledge, really. And we're there for each other. You know, when we're not meeting, we can reach out to each other and get advice. And I invited Yasmin to join us. And I think you've been to a couple of our meetings, or is it one? And we've got one coming up actually next week.
Yes.
Yeah. So what did you think of it?
Yeah. So I was actually really excited that I got invited to it. I have a strong belief that it is always beneficial to be the smallest fish in the pond and kind of learn from everyone else. Because really walking into a room with a lot of experience like that, I'm only learning more and more. So it was really nice. You know, the first meeting that I went to, it felt like even though nobody had seen me there before, I was very easily brought into the conversation. I felt like I could speak up and talk and ask questions, which I did. And, you know, it feels like a very, very valuable experience for me to have been able to be connected to Aparo, be connected to Stephanie, and then be added into this leaders group, which is also very validating to be included in something like that when I may not have all of the lived work experience, but you know, I have worked with this stuff personally all my life. So, you know, it's like to be recognized as someone in the field is just really valuable.
Yeah. I mean, there must be some value in the network, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I think networking is, I mean, priceless. There's no value that you can really place on that, because it's kind of setting you up for the rest of your entire career by meeting people, learning about their positions, and you know, finding out, oh, I mean, this person, what they do sounds really cool. Maybe I can learn more about that. So it's just the experience that I've had has been really, really positive. And I mean, Stephanie, also, we needed to switch our voice over IP service provider, and we were able to utilize Aparo's Expert Link program, which helped us to then find someone that fit our needs and what we were looking for. And I would not have been able to do that as smoothly without this help. So it would have taken me weeks, months to go through and collect all that information myself. And the same goes for the IT leaders group. You know, all of the stuff that I can ask and get an answer to in that moment, it saves so much time and energy, and you know, it helps me grow.
That is amazing. Amazing to hear. Stephanie, after those sales pitches, I'm thinking we may have some listeners who are interested in joining the nonprofit IT leaders group. Is there room in that group? Tell me what they can do if they're interested, if they think that they're a good match and interested.
Yeah, definitely. We're always adding new folks to our group. So you can reach out to our nonprofits at aparo.org email address and just say you're interested in joining, and we can add you to our list. And we meet on Tuesdays, 11 to 12. It's every other month. Our next meeting is coming up on next Tuesday.
And it's virtual or it's in person?
It is virtual. We meet via Teams. Yeah, Tuesday the 8th is our next meeting.
Perfect. And Yasmin also mentioned Expert Link, and she may have also intrigued some of our nonprofit listeners. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, Stephanie, what it is and how nonprofits, if they're interested, can learn more about it?
Sure. So Expert Link is our, we call it our Trusted Vendor Partner Program. So if you're looking for a website designer or an IT support service provider or social media, we have all sorts of trusted vendors that we have vetted that will offer nonprofits discounts for their services. You can reach out to us at nonprofits@aparo.org to get more information. And we can have a conversation and just see what your needs are and then connect you with the right vendor partner.
Perfect. Thank you. So Yasmin, I was going to ask, you know, at the beginning of this conversation, you were talking about how Angie had asked you if you referred to the word confidence, and she asked you if you were confident and ready to embark on this role. And you said, you know, I'm going to give it a go. So over time and with the support of Aparo, can you speak to your confidence and how it's changed and how you've grown into your role?
Oh my gosh. I think when I started, I didn't really know how I got there or why I was there or, you know, why they trusted me with this. Of course, you know, I know why, but there's that voice in your head that always tells you, really, do you deserve that? This thing that you like and you think you're good at. But being able to talk to Aparo and your volunteers and Stephanie and just kind of find that reassurance in, you know, this is something that you can do and you clearly have a baseline for, and here are some support resources. You know, I feel like no matter what I don't know, I have somewhere to look for the solution to my problem. So I feel very confident that I have everything I need in front of me, you know, accessible to me within reach. So yeah. It really, I feel, you know, much more at ease, let's say.
Yeah, that's great, which is so important, right? Like having a job that in which you would feel stress because you didn't feel right properly supported, that would not be fantastic.
And I do have great coworkers who want to support me. Absolutely. But that's why they pointed me to Aparo, because you guys have what can support me.
That's right. We definitely are have been partners with Hospitality House for years and years. And so it's fantastic that they pointed you in our direction. And, you know, as I'm listening to you speak, you know, feeling confidence, feeling appreciation for with the past, but also just confidence for that support that can is there in the future. If and when you need it, just speaks to how that relationship with Aparo is never really done, right? Like, we're, especially within tech therapy. And it was wonderful to hear. It was like a wonderful testament to that. I want to go back to something that you had mentioned in the beginning of the conversation when you were talking about connecting with Ross Feldman, because it's a comment that I hear from people a lot is like, I hear in general, like confusion, like nonprofits don't need technology. But another one that I hear more specifically is like, people's brains don't understand why cybersecurity and nonprofits, like, they're just out there helping people. Like, why is cybersecurity an issue? And so I was hoping you could speak to that. Yasmin, a little bit, like, why was that a priority for you at the beginning of your role? Why does it matter specifically in terms of the work that your organization does?
Yeah. So from what I have come to learn, nonprofits are extremely vulnerable to bad actors in the cybersecurity realm. Typically, we are staffed on a minimal amount of people, or, you know, it's a small crew that runs in a nonprofit. So there's not a lot of technology security, I would say, for a lot of different places, possibly, which makes them more vulnerable to attacks. And, you know, we as Hospitality House, we are handling, you know, sensitive information because we are somewhere that provides lodging for families experiencing a medical crisis that need to travel to the Charlotte area. So when we, and our rooms are $50 a night. So when we are taking payment information, we need to make sure that's safe. When we are recording the guest statistics that we have, we need to make sure that that information is secure. And that's kind of, I feel like the crux of it is just, we need to make sure that everyone understands, you know, even if you think that you may not be as much of a target, because who's going to really think about this little nonprofit that only operates in one area, you know, that's kind of what makes you more vulnerable. Does that kind of answer what you
would think? Absolutely. Absolutely. It does. And I hope it helps people out there understand why it's important. Is there anything, Stephanie, that you would want to add related to nonprofits and their security?
Yeah, I'll just add that, you know, it's really important for nonprofits to think about security awareness training, educating your staff. Because us as humans, we're like that biggest link of getting a virus or malware on our computers. So yeah, I would just, we do a lot of educating through Aparo, we do security assessments. We have resources to free security awareness training. So if you're interested, please reach out to us at the nonprofits at aparo.org.
Lovely pitch. Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining me today and bringing your relationship and your work to life. I think it gave our listeners a chance to really understand a little bit more about what tech therapy is and about how a nonprofit really can have a customized relationship with Aparo, that we are here to support you in the way that you need. So thank you both so much to both of my guests. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of The Aparo Effect. Thank you and goodbye.
Hey, thank you.